Praise his name. Are you happy to be out tonight? Let's all stand, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, so thankful that we heard the call to come into your little place you provided for us. And Lord, mostly thankful for that desire you placed in our hearts to be here. Yeah. Lord, it's so good. In this world, Lord, we see chaos, and Lord, how the world is just falling apart. But Lord, your precious presence is here with us. Never fail to meet us, Lord. You promised you'd be here. And we know you are, Lord. Lord, just ask that you would have your way in every phase of this service. Bless each and every one that's gathered here or maybe sitting under the sound of our voice. Lord, may you just speak and deal with every heart. We ask this in your precious name. We love you so much. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Turn with me, if you would, in our capstone books there. Page 67. Thy loving kindness. Let's think about what he's done for us, saints. Love for us.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy kindness is better than life. Oh, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Oh, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy kindness is better than life. Sing it all again. Oh, loving kindness is better than life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy kindness is better than life. Oh, I will lift up my hands. Oh, praise your holy name. Oh, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy kindness is better than life.
Amen. Have you found that so, saints? His spirit, his love, and his kindness. Amen. I love him so much. Page 100. Can't sing this song in a while. Joy unspeakable. Used to sing it quite a bit. Hallelujah.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. Oh, while I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, oh, I am free, yes, free indeed.
Amen.
Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the high. the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near. I can see His. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Oh, I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll.
Amen.
Oh, it is like a great overflowing well, bringing up within my soul. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told.
Amen. Do you feel like that, saints? All the joy and the goodness He's given us. And the half has not even yet been told. Amen. Page 10, the little same little books there, little chorus. I've got something that the world can't give. Amen. That's something to make you happy about, saints.
I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, had my soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Well, I've got something that the world can't give. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, have this old change when the Holy Ghost came. I've got something that the world can't give.
Amen. Oh, sing it with all your heart.
Oh, I've got something that the world can't give. The world can't take it away. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, have this old change when the Holy Ghost came. I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away.
Amen. If that don't put a smile on your face, saints. Oh, I've got something the world can't give it. It's His grace and mercy He's parted into you. Amen. And they can't take it away. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 9 in the little pamphlets there. Why shouldn't I praise Him? Tell me. Why shouldn't we praise the Lord? All He's done for us, just stop a couple minutes and think what He's done for you, maybe just in this last week. Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see, till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercy to me. When to Jerusalem our Lord went, there were praises to Him from the people who received the Lord, Him they highly esteemed. But the Pharisees that gathered there said, make them be still, O Lord. But Jesus said, the rocks would surely cry out, let them shout at
Amen, praising.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to pray.
Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Praise his name.
We shouldn't sit with our heads hung down. God is with us now, giving strength to the bride each day, since the true way she's found. And the manifested sons of God, this world surely will see. Then the rapture will take her away from death, the last enemy.
Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercies to me.
Amen, all saints. Praise him. Keep a praise in your heart all the time. Amen. He's worthy of all our praise and our worship. Amen. Praise his name. Brother Hamilton, could you come up for the offering? Hallelujah. That's the blessing, if you will.
We're always so thankful for what you've done for us. Credo Tecrims of this service, everything we thank you for that. Bless us all in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, pray.
I'm redeemed by love divine. Amen.
I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, I know thee, amen, I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed.
Hallelujah. Amen. I may have something on your heart, a need, a request. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, could you take the request tonight?
Gracious Lord, we bring the beam of the people here tonight for you. Every hand is raised, Lord. We pray to God that you look down now. Well, you should have your heart raise your hand, Lord. You know the need, Lord. We pray, God, that you meet that need. We pray most of all for the spiritual need. Now, for the Holy Spirit to be upon the message of tonight, Lord. just take control of it, Lord. Lord God, use me, Lord, to bring forth that word that you would have to be brought forth tonight, Lord. With my God, feed your people, Lord. Stir the hearts of your people. And we ask these things all down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Somebody have a special song tonight? Amen. You have something, Karen? Yes, if you'd come. Stand if you will. Sing a little chorus. Only believe is ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only
happy to be out this evening. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we just want to say thank you for this opportunity to come and to gather around your precious word. And Lord, the things that you've laid upon my heart to renew our minds to, Lord. And Lord, we're all here and we're all growing, Lord, as calves in the stall. And Lord, you know the purpose for which the things we'll read tonight may, to some, Lord, it may be elementary and all we know so that so well. But Lord, it's your word and its spirit and its life. And Lord, we know it's inspired. And we just ask you to open our hearts, Lord. Let these things stir our hearts. And we just pray that you'll bless our hearts to the hearing of your word. And just have your way in the remainder of this service, we ask. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like, you can turn with me over to 1 John. Amen. Just want to remember our pastor in prayer. He's feeling a little bit under the weather, so keep him in your prayers that God will strengthen him and encourage him. And it's a great job to be a pastor as well as to hold a full-time job, and sometimes your body gets a little run down, so just pray that God will strengthen him and build him back up. Amen. Here in 1 John, let's just start here at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. May the Lord bless and redeem his word, and you may be seated. Just wanted to... thinking, and I pray we're all still thinking about the things our pastor brought Sunday, and keeping in mind that literal life of Jesus Christ to be on display, and just to, if anything, tonight, just to reminisce for the purpose for which we've been sent, and to draw a little bit of strength from these scriptures and these quotes, things that we've heard many times, but to remember that we're not here by chance, but God had a plan. And by his grace and mercy, I pray each one of us are finding ourselves in that plan. As each day goes by, and as each time we gather under the anointing of the precious Holy Word and the Holy Spirit, and as he speaks to our hearts, I pray that desire is drawing and growing greater every day, pulling us towards our destiny. Amen. The purpose for which we were sent. But if you would like, I'm going to read out of Colossians here, the first chapter. And if you want to follow along, I'm going to start about the 9th verse. But I'm going to read it out of the message, and knoweth it not. And the way Brother Branham read it, and he says a few things with it as he was reading it, and just thought it was really good. And just, we know these things, saints, but just open your heart and say, Lord, just make it more real. Let it be refreshed, and let these things just grow in our hearts. But here we'll start at the 9th verse, and Paul speaking. He says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that you might be filled with all knowledge of his will and all wisdom of spirit and understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and to the increase in the knowledge of God, strengthened all according to the glorious power of patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And he says, here we're getting now, watch. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God. Get it? 15th verse. The firstborn of every creature. Amen. The what? The firstborn of every creature. Let it be angel. Let it be any what it may be. He is the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven or in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, whether they be dominions, principalities, powers. All things were created by him and for him. And Brother Branham, he says, let it there be anything it might be, no other being, notice. And he is therefore, he is before all things, and by him, all things consist.
Whether it be Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whatever it is, He is before all things. Before all things that's in heaven, in earth, visible, invisible, anything. The Son of God was before all things, that's right. I don't care, it's thrones, dominions, whatever it is, heavenly thrones, kingdoms, whatever it might be, in the great supernatural realms beyond, in the eternities, where it was at, where it was, whatever it was, angels, gods, whatever it was, He is before all things. Amen. Can't you see Him? He was before all things, and they were created by Him, the 17th verse, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And there is nothing that can make it run but Him. Whether it's God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, whether it's the angels, principalities, powers, dominions, whatever it is, all things run by Him, and all things consist by Him. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that raise up what He come to redeem, that in all things He might have the preeminences. Might have preeminence, you know what that means? That's overall. He is over all things that was ever created, every angel, every being, everything that there is. He is over all things. What creature is this? Who can it be? Over all things. And having made peace, let's see just a minute. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness dwell. All the fullness of all things, all the fullness of God, all the fullness of angels, all the fullness of time, and all the fullness of eternity, everything dwelled in Him. That's this fellow. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. And by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, there is that great being we're talking about, the beginning of the creation of God. And now that the church was His very purpose, was the church. So think about that. As Brother Branham went over and over that to make stress, He is above all, He is, nothing can consist without Him. Look how big He is, and look how great He is, and look what He's done for you and I, as we sit here tonight, hearing this precious word, and we'll get into it here in just a moment. Let me read a couple other things here. This is in the message, Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. In thinking about this, as Brother Branham ended there saying that his purpose was the church, and in the Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, we've heard these sayings, but just let it be fresh in your heart. Paragraph 140 in Christ is the Mystery of God. This was preached July 28, 1963. Notice, God has had a threefold purpose in this great mystery secret. God in His great mystery secret that He had before the world began, He has got a threefold purpose in it. And what do we want to go up on this morning is what that threefold purpose. And I believe by the help of God who is present, He will show it to us. And now if He had a threefold purpose, we want to find out what that threefold purpose is. And the first thing was God wanted to reveal Himself to the people. And He couldn't do it as a great Jehovah God who covered all space, time, and eternity. He could not. He was too great to ever be revealed to people because it would be too mysterious. How could that great being that never did begin, that after you went beyond the cycle of 100 of billions and trillions of years of light space, and on out into that infinite, into eternity, and a great creature that was all of that and still is. But what He wanted to do, He loved fatherhood, for He was a father, and the only way He could express it was to become a son, a man. And that's the reason Jesus kept saying the Son of Man. See, they didn't know what He was talking about, many of them. But now you'll get it. See, He wanted to express Himself. That was one of His great threefold purposes, was to express Himself, to identify Himself with human beings, to reveal Himself in Christ, and secondly, to have the preeminence in His body of believers, that is, His bride, that He might live in a people. And now He could do that in Adam and Eve, but sin separated them. So now there had to be some way to get back in. Oh my. He says, this is rich to me just to even think of it. See, what God's purpose was. And why didn't He just keep Adam and Eve like that? Then He would never have been able to express His fullness. And just think about that. Tonight we sit here. We're just a little individual sitting here under the presence of God. But I want you to think about God. Before there was ever a moon or a star, don't ever forget that He saw you in His mind. He thought of you when He was thinking of this great plan to reveal Himself. and to express himself. You were in his mind. Think of it. And he said, because he couldn't have been a father, that's true, but he also is a Savior. And how do you know he was? Because I've had the experience. See, he is a Savior. He had to express that. And how could he do it? Only through Christ. How could he be a son? Only through Christ. How could he be a healer? Only through Christ. See, all things were wound up in that one person, Jesus Christ. My, he says, when I think of it, I just see denominations pass off of the scene and everything else. See, when I see God's great purpose revealing himself and having first to reveal himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and then to bring the fullness of that Godhead bodily into a people that he could have the preeminence, the oversight, and the leading. So through it all, he was going to achieve a worship. He was going to achieve the leadership. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he was going to have this great leadership over a people and express his fullness. His whole goal was to express his greatness, to show forth who he was and the reality, and that it be worshiped as God. And think about that as our part here tonight. You say, well, I'm just a laity. I'm just a church member. I don't do anything. But God had a great purpose in you being here where you're sitting tonight. He's brought each one of us down a different road. Maybe we're all come from different walks of life. But God had one great purpose, and that was to reveal himself in Jesus Christ, to show who he was and to make himself manifest. But then in this last age, in the fullness, there had to be his great plan had to be wrapped up, as we'll get to it here in just a moment. Now here, and this is in the Identified Christ of All Ages, paragraph 68. Now in 1 John, St. John, the first chapter, we find out, here's what the writer said, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he wrote this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And Brother Branham says, may I break it down? In the beginning was the Eternal. He wasn't even God. Our English word God is an object of worship, but there was nothing to worship him. He was just eternal. And in him was attributes. And anyone knows what an attribute is. In other words, in him was thoughts, just thoughts. That's his attribute, then his word. And a thought expressed as a word. And in the beginning was the word. Before it was even expressed, it was a thought, an attribute. And in his thinking, he was to be God. He probably created angels first. And then he was worshipped. He was God. And then in him was attributes to be Father, Son, to be Savior. Nothing lost. But something had to be lost, so there had to be a way made for that, to be a healer, nothing sick. So he had something, had to get sick so he could heal it. It's only displaying his attributes. And now remember, if you ever did or ever have eternal life, you had it with him then, see? You had it with him because Jesus came and Jesus was the Redeemer to redeem anything. Is to bring it back from where it has fallen, redeem, bring it back the way you look, who you are. Let me back up. So Jesus was the Redeemer. To redeem anything is to bring it back from where it's fallen from or went from, to redeem it. Bring it back in you, the way you look, who you are, what your name is. That was God's thinking before the foundation of the world. And Jesus came not to save the whole thing. He wanted to. But he come to redeem and bring back them that was in his thoughts before the beginning. So look how, where we were. Look how precious we are in this great plan that God has had in revealing himself. And as we stand here tonight, we've come to service. And we've heard of a prophet. We've heard of all these things. But God has sent that prophet that we've had in this day for the purpose to finish unveiling himself to a people. To truly express and to bring and wrap up all of those hidden mysteries, those hidden things that was in the scriptures, and to bring it all to a great picture that he could finish this work in this last day, and through it all that he might achieve a bride that would be ready to be caught away in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. As he says here in the message, who is this Melchizedek? It's paragraph 46, preached February 26, 1965. And I know I'm reading a lot, but just hold it in your heart. He says, now in the beginning, God dwelt alone with his attributes as I spoke this morning. That's his thoughts. And there was nothing, just God alone. But he had thoughts. Just like a great architect can set down in his mind and draw out what he thinks he's going to build and create. Create now, he cannot create. He can take something that's been created and make it different, because God is the only one that can create. But he gets in his mind what he's going to do and what his thoughts, and that's his desires, and now it's a thought, and then he speaks it, and it's a word then. And as a word is a thought when it's expressed, it's a word. And a thought expressed is a word, but it had to be a thought first. So God attributes then became a thought and then a word. Notice, those who tonight have eternal life was with him and in him in his thinking before there was ever an angel, a star, a cherubim, or anything else. That's eternal. And if you have eternal life, you always was. Not your being here, but the shape and form that the infinite God, and he is infinite. If he isn't, he isn't God. He has to be infinite. We are infinite. We are finite. He is infinite. He is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. If he isn't, then he can't be God. He knows all things and places because of his omnipresent. Omniscient makes him omnipresent. He is a being. He's not like the wind. He is a being. He dwells in a house, but being omniscient, knowing all things, makes him omnipresent. Before he knows everything, because he knows everything that's going on. There can't be a flea bat its eyes that he what he noted. And he noted before there was a world how many times it bat its eyes, how much tallow it had in it. And before there was ever a world, that's infinite. We can't comprehend that in our minds, but that's God. And remember, you, your eyes, your stature, whatever you was, you were in his thinking at the beginning. And the only thing you are is an expression, a word. After he thought it, he spoke it, and here you are. If it isn't, you wasn't in his thinking. There's no way at all for you to ever be there, for he is the one that gives eternal life. And think about that desire, that draw that we feel in our hearts. And God's and Brother Branham showed us through the scriptures and the things that he taught, no man sought God, but God comes seeking you. And think about how he came to redeem and to search out all that he said would be saved. Think about all the great price that he paid. And think about all how much he cared for you. But think about how great he is. That he knows every time a bat bats its eye. Think about that. Every situation you're ever going to face in life, every circumstance that will ever arise, before it ever happens, he knew it was going to happen to you. For the footsteps of the righteous were ordained of God. He's watching over you more than the sparrow. How much more shall he care for his own? Look at how great he is and how what care he's taken for us. And then to bring us to this place where we are today. That he would so graciously give us eyesight to see, a desire to follow his word. And then to make a way that we could come in and sit underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And as the scripture says, through the foolishness of preaching. And to grow as calves in the stall under this precious word, to come to be conformed to the image of his son that he predestinated us to be. And here in Ephesians, the first chapter, just keep this in mind with that. As Paul was speaking, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father," the third verse, "of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." So look well where Brother Branham was pulling from right from the scriptures, God revealing himself. And we can go back and look through this whole Bible and see God unfolding. But just think about this here as Paul places it here now. "According as he has chosen us before him in the foundation, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, and according to the riches of his grace." Oh, look where we would have been had he not made a way. If he hadn't saw you in his mind before there was ever a moon or a star, saints. "Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us," and this is one of the greatest things, "having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And I want you to think about that. He predestinated, and he thought he wanted all of this. He did all of this to express himself. Think about it. He created the heavens and the earth. He said, let it be, and there it was, just as perfect as it could be. He said, let there come forth grass, and look at the grass we cut all summer long. Look at it grow just perfectly as his word come forth. Look at the trees that are growing, as he said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. And we see the trees grow up. We see the plants grow up. We see it all just glorifying and magnifying his name, speaking back to his greatness and seeing what he's done. But through that, he created all this earth that we're standing on just so we could be here tonight as a representative of him in this last age. All down through time, this earth was created for this great plan for him to reveal himself. And look at where we're sitting tonight. Each one of us has an opportunity to yield ourselves. We felt the call in our hearts. We've each got an opportunity to yield ourselves greater to him, that we could truly let him have the full preeminence in our life. That his sole purpose was to get the preeminence and the oversight and the leading of a people. And as we sat here under the word tonight, and as our pastor was bringing it out, I want you to keep it in mind, that literal life of Jesus Christ. As we'll read a few other quotes here to go along with this. Amen. I think I shuffled my papers, so bear with me. Amen. Let me see here. Amen. To his name. That's something else. I feel like I misplaced. Amen. That's strange. I must have left them laying out there in the vestibule. That's fine. Amen. Maybe there's a reason for it. But just think about God's greatness to you, that he saw you in his great mind before there was a moon or a star. And here we sit tonight, recipients of this, to let him, to we have an opportunity to let him yield ourselves unto him and let him have his way. And it's just so amazing to see how great this God is. And to know that the scripture tells us that he dwells in us. And let's just turn over to John and just read that here in John the 14th chapter. Amen. We'll go to John 14. But let's just start here about the 15th verse of John the 14th chapter. And just think of Jesus speaking here as he was being manifested in the flesh, walking among us. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth he. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. And just think about how he expressed himself when he told them to go up into the upper room and to tarry till they be endued with power upon high. And after he had ascended up, how he split himself and came back and dwelt on them in cloven tongues of fire, the Holy Spirit come down upon them. And think about how Paul on the road to Damascus saw that same pillar of fire, the same pillar of fire that was leading the children of Israel, the same pillar of fire that was on top Mount Sinai. Same God all the way down through, expressing himself, revealing himself through the scriptures, all down through the Old Testament, when it was God above us. And then he was God with us, and now today it's God in us. And you know, as we're seeing here, we're sitting here, watching the expression that God wanted to have himself expressed in a many-membered wife. and how privileged we should feel to be able to sit here and to see that, that by God's grace, I'm counted worthy to be part of that. Not because of my merits. Nowhere in what we just read in Colossians and Ephesians will you ever see where you had anything to do with it. We're not where you're going to work yourself to it or anything, but he predestinated a people. And then he said he would fill them with his Holy Spirit and give them a baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he would lead them and to guide them into all truths. And how that as that day comes, as we've seen all this take place, and then to know that he said it would be the overcomer that he would grant to sit with him in his throne. As we sit here tonight and truly being able to see all that God has promised, and how that as he's revealed the word so graciously, all of these things were written for our admonition. And oftentimes as message believers and being so well taught, we've read the scriptures and sometimes it just becomes knowledge to us that yes, we know about it. But has it become a reality that I am seeing myself into the pages of this precious word? When I read that he had this great purpose, that he wanted to reveal himself in a people and have the preeminence and the oversight and leading, do I see myself as being that individual that he was focusing on? That I was in his mind, in the thoughts of God before there was ever a moon or a star, and he saw me in this age at this time, and that I would be a representative, an expression of what he would have a Christian be in this last age, a representation of himself, that his life would be expressed. Brotherly kindness, love, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Think about all these, all of the that made up Jesus Christ, all the compassion, everything we saw in his life, the way he lived. We've got an opportunity to be part of that because we've been fellowshipped by him into his spirit. Saints, we've got a great opportunity. And as we stop to think about what he's done for us and this great purpose and where he's come from and where he's bringing us to, may we truly hearken unto the voice of the Lord and truly yield to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, take me deeper into that precious word. Let these things truly grow. We've heard it talked about. We've read these things and that was God's purpose. But can I truly see that he is getting that oversight and the leading and the full preeminence in my life? Do I see it in myself? It's wonderful to see it happening in my brother. It's wonderful to see it happening in my sister. But Lord, is it happening in me? Am I truly identified, not just with a church, not just with a name of a message believer, but Lord, is the life of Jesus Christ being reproduced today through my life? And whatever he sees fit for it to be in my life, is it coming forth just that way? I know I left quite a few quotes laying out there. I had a lot of things to read that I wanted to read along with that. And I don't know why there's a purpose why I left it out there, but we'll let it go for this evening. But just think about it. As I say, where do you see yourself in this great picture? Or is it just a story? Or is it becoming a reality to you? More as every day goes by, I see why, Lord, you thought of me. I see what you've called me to and why you predestinated me. I see what you've placed within me. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. It's not you. It's nothing you've ever done or ever do. But by mercy and grace, he thought of you. And if you feel that draw in your heart and that pressure is building, Lord, I want to be just like you. I want to be exactly what that word is saying. That doesn't come on your own. But that's Jesus Christ drawing and pulling. Maybe you haven't come to the full realization of it yet. But yet there's something down inside that's yearning in you. Maybe you know you haven't reached that side. Maybe you believe you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but there's something in there drawing and pulling. He saw you before there was ever a moon or a star. He knew what your name was going to be. He knew what color hair you would have. Think how great he is. He made it all happen to know that I would stand here tonight. He knew all down my ancestry. He knew how it had to take place for me to be here. Think how much he cares for each of his own. And you're one of them. By God's grace, it ought to make you so thankful and so happy to say, thy loving kindness is better than life. Oh, he's so precious, saints. I pray it'll just continue to grow. And as we read these things, just let it build up in your heart. As the word comes forth, and I don't know for sure yet, but it sounds like Brother George Smith may be with us Sunday, Lord's will. We'll see. And if he is, may we be praying, Lord, open my heart. Whatever you've got for us, Lord, there's always a time and a season. God doesn't do nothing without a purpose. And there's always his word comes when he sees fit. And that's why we're here in this life, is for God to have his way. And sometimes it's easy as human beings, we get in such a rut that we think we just plan everything. But God's got a great plan. And maybe sometimes things happen for a reason. God knows all about it. So we must be careful. Because he's looking for the oversight and the leading in our life. And it may not be the way we feel about it. It may not be the way we see something. But maybe God's got a greater plan. Maybe he's got a purpose in everything that happens every day. So think about that. God's in control. He hasn't lost control, as our pastor showed us when he was going through the God of this evil age. Think about it. God knows what you and I need. We're here for a purpose. We're here that he would get that oversight, the preeminence and the leading. And he knows what it's going to take to bring each one of us to that place. And he's got us. Just as that old seed out there, you can take that acorn and you can hold it all day long. And it'll never reproduce that tree. But you put that seed in the right ground and let the germination take place. Let the water come. Let the sun come. And you watch it reproduce exactly what God predestinated it to be. And you put yourself in the right atmosphere with the right attitude in God's word. And you watch God reproduce himself through you and I. And it'll be nothing we've done, but it'll be by his mercy and grace. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. Pray you could take something from it. Amen. I feel like I kind of shortened it up, but God's got a plan for everything. Amen. We'll just go where he leads us, and we'll stop when we feel that. But I'm so thankful that God knows all things. I'm so glad he's watching over me. I don't know what'll come tomorrow. I don't know what'll come this evening, but God does. And there's a plan and a purpose for it, because I know I have recognized that by his grace, I was called to his purpose. I was one that he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. And by God's grace, I know he'll see me through. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus again. Thy loving kindness. Amen.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy kindness is better than life.
Amen. Sing it again.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy kindness is better than life.
Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, we just want to say thank you for what you do for us every day. And Lord, for being ever mindful of us and watching where we trod and the steps we take. And Lord, even tonight as we've sat here under the inspiration of your Holy Spirit and listened to these few words, Lord, you know what's needed, and I pray that somehow it's helped someone. Lord, it may not seem like much. I'm not much of a preacher, maybe in the sense of many can really lay it down. But Lord, we don't look to the man, Lord, we look to your precious word. And that's where the inspiration comes from, Lord. That's where all the desire is found. That Lord, we want to look into your precious word, what you said. Lord, it's a love letter that you've wrote to us. And you've expressed yourself to us, Lord, and told us what you're wanting from us. And Lord, may it just grow greater that it's to every scripture has more meaning. Every scripture, Lord, means more to us. And Lord, we just humbly ask it to your glory and to your honor, that Lord, we would truly be to your praise. And oh, that our lives would be a representation of you in these last few moments of time. And we just pray, Lord, you'll bless those that couldn't be here this evening, that were sick or afflicted, touch their bodies, raise them up. And Lord, just have your way in our lives, Lord, and let us yield to you whatever you would see fit to be. Just let it be. And Lord, we'll never fail to see that you receive all the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. And we'll just give you all the praise. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Sing it again as you go. Amen.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless.